You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're kicking off the presidential debate series with a debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden tonight. So we thought we would check in with SIU debate director Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Oh my goodness, there's a debate tonight? I should probably get to work.
I'm sure you've done more than your share of work at this point. What should people be watching for? By now, most people will know who Donald Trump is, who Joe Biden is, but what should they be watching for tonight?
Well, I think what they need to look for is if there are some that are still on the fence. There are less, there are fewer people on the fence this year, I believe. But if there are a few people out there that are on the fence, probably, to be honest, Jennifer, whether or not they just want to vote or not. That's where we go. I think that's where we get the difference this year. And so 4 years ago, at least my observation was, Hillary Clinton won those debates. The studies that were taken said that she'd won the debates. Generally, the public thought she won the debates, but it still wasn't enough to push her over the edge to win the election. And I think one of the reasons was there wasn't a lot of excitement or enthusiasm in a lot of corners. So, Jennifer, these debates are about are Trump reinforcing his base, that he's still the same person that he always was, that they think he is. And I have no doubt he'll be able to do that. He uses humor. He'll do some interrupting. He'll do some rudeness, but he'll also be witty. So there are things that Donald Trump will do that will reassure his base. Joe Biden needs to do the same thing, but in a little different way than Hillary Clinton. So while Hillary Clinton might have been technically the better debater, she wasn't the better debater by presence. And so Joe Biden needs to get in and have a bigger presence in the room. So, if you've been reading some of the columns I've written for CNN.com, I talk about how he needs to control the room. He needs to use humor. He needs to not be pushed around. And one of the things I think he should do is just quote Donald Trump. Donald Trump's always got a tweet that contradicts himself at some point. So a few of those techniques might get those people that I was talking about earlier who just, they're probably for Biden, but or maybe a little for Trump, but they don't even know if they'll vote. That's what he's got to do. So he's got to create energy and excitement. So basically, if it ends up that it's just two old men yelling at one another for an hour and a half, then I don't think Joe Biden has succeeded. Right. He has to do more than that. He has to be clever. He has to make people think, wow, that guy's not so bad. He's all right. I'll go vote for him. And the best way, Jennifer, to describe this is a bumper sticker that I saw. And this is just the best one out there. And I will have to abbreviate because it's not the actual word of the bumper sticker. But it said, sure, Biden, but this is BS 2020. And that's the attitude that he's got to overcome in the debates, because he's got a lot of people in the middle, maybe former Republicans, but he's also got a lot of super liberals out there, your Bernie Sanders types that maybe don't want to vote for him. So it's the whole sure, Biden, whatever sort of feeling. That's what he's got to get. If he can get those people to move from I'm good with that, then I think he wins the election.
Most of the time we'd be talking about what the perceived underdog, the person who is doing worse in the polls, needs to do to bump things up. But there are a lot of people saying that it's really Joe Biden who needs to do the work in order to get the results that he needs from this debate. Would you agree?
I do agree. And the reason I agree is twofold. The first is for the reason I just told you, because I think anyone can technically win a debate against Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't go heavy into policies. He often contradicts himself. And sometimes he just doesn't come across like he perhaps has the best policies. Now, he does have some good arguments for why the economy was going well. But that's one argument among many, right? And so his main tactic of fear appeals, while it was more successful 4 years ago, it doesn't work as well as an incumbent president. So Biden has to be the one in this debate to first overcome expectations. And on that level, he can thank the Trump campaign. They've been saying how Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, how he has to use a teleprompter, et cetera. So you always want to come in with lower expectations of your own candidate, because if they exceed those, then people are quite happy. And so I think that's one of the things that Biden needs to do, just exceed expectations. And I think he'll have a good night.
Just about a minute or so remaining. What do you think the president needs to do to win over some of those Republican voters that have been saying, I think I might vote for Joe Biden this year?
That's another good point, because Donald Trump is uncoachable, right? There, you know, there's a reason why he doesn't do practice debates. There's a reason why, you know, he won't want any of those. But what I, you know, trust me, Jennifer, here at SIU, I've had plenty of uncoachable, stubborn debaters. And so I've had a long time of failing and then figuring out what does work with them. I mean, arguing with them in the hallways at the tournament just famously has gone bad for me from time to time. So what you have to do is make baby steps. You know what they want to say, so you try to agree with them, just nudge them in a little direction. So Donald Trump wants to talk about the economy and ignore the pandemic, but just nudge him to say, yes, there is a pandemic. I recognize that, but we should only look at what happens before then. And here's why. All he has to do is give a here's why. Here's why because, and then say, because every country's economy has gone down during the pandemic. So it's not just me. So just little nudges. We'll try to get him to improve in little areas. That's all.
Todd Graham is the Director of Debate at Southern Illinois University. Todd, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer.
This is In Focus on WSIU.